know what? We got to talk about our gaming handles so people can like look us up and stuff.
No.
B-O-D.
Oh, because Matt is such a hacker.
I am a horrible player half the time. What do you mean? Though I will say 13 spots in a T50 was awesome. We're so bad.
I was watching Popeye right before I came in.
That's my favorite old school show.
I need more Richard.
Turn me up.
Well, you know, everybody needs more of me.
No.
We're ready to roll then.
Hit it. I can see it all so clear. Please believe me, I really had something to say. Now it's bye-bye to my thinking. Now that my thinking's gone, I got nothing to say. Determination, I know that I have got to persist. Just gotta keep on anticipating, cause it's only the moment that I don't wanna miss. And what I'm trying to say, well, I don't know.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 23 of Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Chris,
Matt,
April,
Logan,
and Andy.
I just thought
God has arrived and his name is Andy.
And I probably should have talked while I was right here instead of way up there, shouldn't I?
Oh,
it's
all right.
We got it. Sounded good.
We are going to be looking at Morning Glories, Volume 1 and 2, written by, let me see here, Nick Spencer, art by Joe Isma. And we're also going to be looking at free-to-play games. One of them is World of Tanks. The other one is Combat Arms. World of Tanks is produced by Wargames.net. Combat Arms by Nexon. Nexon.com.
I'm guessing.
We always guess here. We never fact check. We guess. So.
I figured that's how you pronounce it. Okay. I meant not the company. It's pronounced that, I think.
So we're going to get a little bit of gaming time in this week. So we're going to let Matt take it forward, and Andy's going to help him out here. I think Chris is probably the other big gamer out of the six of us that are here tonight. So, gentlemen?
Yep, we play all the time, actually, together on a couple of these. World of Tanks is a first-person shooter, but not a typical first-person shooter. First-person shooters are generally, you know, a person holding a gun, throwing a grenade, war-type games. World of Tanks is exactly what it says. It is tanks.
I would have to say it's more or less a third-person shooter because it automatically puts you in the camera view above the tank.
True.
But it can go into first-person mode.
First-person. They actually classify it as a first-person shooter. But it's all tanks.
Well, we all know what that is.
Around the World War II era.
Oh, man.
Don't shoot what'd blanks, huh?
My rim shot didn't happen.
Boom.
There it is.
Nice.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, did it hurt?
Bullshit. Oh, nice. Wasn't even a rim shot. As Richard said, it's put out by Wargames.net, which is the actual, I believe, company. You can get the game from going to worldoftanks.com. It is free to download. If you put it on your computer, you just simply have to have an account. I believe you have to have an account to actually download it. So that may be something.
It's just email, and then password is basically, and then your info. Typical stuff.
Does it have an age limit on the account settings?
Nope. As far as I know.
I believe it is 13 and over.
Is it?
But I'd have to look. You want to grab that real fast, Chris, and look to see if they are 13 or over or not on those. On that one, I'm not sure.
It's just safe to say 13, but I'll look it up.
Mainly because the chat function inside the game,
yeah,
you can censor it or not.
Which is a setting.
It tends to get a little...
it can.
A little bad sometimes.
Can be a little tense.
Yeah.
More than a little.
Well, they keep doing updates on the game. It is a constant active thing. They just released another update here shortly, or a little bit ago, which introduced French tanks. There are four countries of tanks, if you want to say it that. There's Russian, French, U.S., and German.
Yes.
They're all tanks based around the World War II time frame.
Up through Korea time frame.
Right.
But it's also pre. It's almost back to World War I.
Not all the tanks were actually production tanks.
Yes. They do have a lot of prototype tanks they've gotten from, I guess, blueprints that are available,
yep,
things of that stuff. They are pretty realistic. And as to the way they look, not necessarily sizes, but inside of then each, if you want to call it, they're called tech trees in the game. So you're playing the Russian tech tree. You you start out with one tank that everybody starts with.
And they're free.
And that one doesn't cost you anything. You just have that tank. From there, you can do what they called SPGs, which are self-propelled guns. You can
just
do tank
call
destroyers.
It artillery, so
yeah, it's
artillery.
Knows what it is. It's an artillery shell. You can do what they do, tank destroyers, light tanks, medium tanks, and heavy tanks. And as you go down through the tech tree, they kind of split off. One tank, as you play it, you get credits and experience. The more experience you get, the more stuff you can buy. You can upgrade tracks, turret, engine, gun.
Even
there's
ammunition.
Different type of ammunition you can get.
Or you can do what all the cool people with money have, and that's pay for the good stuff.
Yes, you can. It's
which we kind of alluded to in that one Demon book.
Oh,
Demon book?
Yeah,
very true.
For
it.
Yep.
Yeah, very true to
you
that.
Is there actually accounts on eBay you can buy like that?
No, they don't sell accounts necessarily, but you can buy the in-game currency,
which they call gold.
That's retarded.
And then you can buy the that's where I coined the term free to play, pay to win.
Okay.
That's mine.
Yeah, what happens is the higher up in the tier of tanks you get, I think there's 10 tiers is the highest level tier you can get of a tank. As the higher up you get, the more it costs you to repair the tank. And
they pay with it with fake money.
No, you pay with
they pay money for fake money.
We pay money for fake money.
Yeah, we pay money
exactly
for fake
right.
To make it's the repairs.
Right. It's a currency exchange.
But you guys said
because
you can buy it on eBay?
The game is based in Russia.
Oh, really? It's
yes.
Okay.
The company's at War Games is actually based out of...
So rubles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
America money make many rubles.
You don't have to buy, you know, in-game currency at any point in time. You can literally play the game for free. Now,
I was I was not able to find the end-user license agreement for the game that wasn't in accepting the game, so I can't tell you what the age limit is at the moment.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
I know in the forums it's 13.
Okay.
You have to be 13 to talk in the forums.
There's all kinds of aspects to the game. Camouflage, you can buy stuff to put on your tank. Some of it cost the in-game gold. Others cost just credits. So
now you said it goes to first person. Is it just actually you're targeting, or are you inside whatever position?
You're not inside
when you're driving
you
around.
Call it sniper mode.
Do you see the instrumentation, or just
they call
the
it sniper mode?
Okay. Just like you were looking through a
just show you
a scope on a gun.
A scope on a gun.
Yes,
to where you're aiming. So
because I know some of the games like with the planes and stuff, you can see the
see
the
whole cockpit.
Is that considered first person too, or is that different?
It can be. It can be. It just depends on who's designing the game.
First person shooter. Is generally a term used as to you're either in a first-person view or a third-person view where you're looking either at the character over like its shoulder or right behind it, or first-person where
you actually are the person.
You are the person and you may just see the gun barrel or whatever and you're shooting.
Do you have a second person?
No, there's not.
Is there a second person? How would you do that? Me looking at you?
There you go.
How's
yes,
that
I can see everything now.
I don't know.
But the in-game stuff, you know, there's multiple maps that you actually play in.
Yeah, and with the last patch in that, too, they introduced a couple of new modes, I think is what they're calling them.
Yeah, there's assault and assault mode, which is one team already has the flag. It's a capture the flag is basically what it's all geared around.
But you don't have to return it back to your base.
No.
You just go
you
and
you have
sit
to occupy
there.
It for a certain amount of time, and that captures the flag. And then the game is over, that round, basically.
Or time limit.
Right.
Do you have King of the Hill?
No.
Not really.
Assault is like that.
To defend it for a certain amount of time, and you know you can't just rush in there and sit there and expect to win because it won't happen. But that's assault. One team is attacking, one team's defending. Then you have encounter, which is both teams. There's a neutral flag, and you both start out and go after it from opposite ends of the.
So you both attack the neutral country.
Basically.
Not
then,
quite a country, but yeah.
Well, and then there's a standard battle,
which is all out, kill everybody or take their flag.
Yeah, you both already have a flag, so you want to defend it, plus attack the other team at the same time.
You keep saying team, so
it's
team 15, based,
yes,
or can
it's
you play
a team
by
based
yourself?
Game. It's 15 on 15.
There is no single player mode.
No single player mode.
Wait,
it is 15
is this
on 15.
On the computer?
Yes.
Oh, that made a lot more sense now.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you for joining the party, April.
Yeah, so you're playing with other people from all over the country, all over the world.
Actually, they have and don't quote me, there may be three or two servers. I'm not sure. One is based somewhere here in the United States, which is considered the American server. You could get anybody from North or South America on it. And then they have a European server, which I believe is just Europe and Russian and maybe Asia. I'm not exactly sure how they
divided it. I would think they'd have some of Asia.
But they did do Asia.
But the thing with that is to keep language barriers from being a problem. Every once in a while, we would be playing it and somebody's typing in Russian, and we're like,
They don't.
Huh? Shouldn't it convert it to English?
No, it doesn't.
It's just Russian. It's whatever you typed.
Okay.
Vietnamese, Chinese, and it's like, I have no idea.
On occasion, still, I will get Spanish of some kind and go, I don't read that.
See.
I have no idea what that means,
Yeah, you just
man.
Say see a lot.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
S-I.
So is this just a text base, or can you actually do headphones and mic as well?
You can. What they have is the ability, part of if you buy gold from them, you can create what they call a premium account. Premium account gives you a little bit more credits and experience per round. Again, the pay to win part of that. In that, you can do what they call a platoon, and you can have yourself and then two other people. If you don't have a premium account, you can do yourself and one other person in the platoon so that you will both be in the same battle.
Yeah. If we all try to join a fight, you know, all you do is you click on what tank you want to play, and then you hit ready, and it automatically throws you into a battle.
So you don't get to pick a spot?
No, you don't get
nope,
to pick.
You don't
it's
get to pick
totally
the map.
Random.
You don't get to pick the map. And
well, that's not cool.
Say you have
No, it's all right. It works out.
Say you have a tier 5 tank. There's a possibility you could be in a fight with a tier 10 tank.
Which is the biggest.
Or you could
be... I thought
it
was just three above.
It might be, but there's a possibility that you're going to have bigger tanks than you, and you're going to have smaller tanks than you. There's also the possibility you could be the biggest tank in the map, which that doesn't guarantee you're going to win.
No.
Just so that
my gun's the biggest.
No, that doesn't guarantee you're going to win either.
Basically, what happens is that certain tanks take on certain rules. Like, your small, fast tanks end up being scouts. Your bigger, heavy tanks are going to be assault tanks. And then your mediums kind of do a hybrid of the two.
Mm-hmm. And your artillery always sits at the back of the map and just tries to pick people off.
Yep. That's my job.
Which and to explain it, each gun that you have, depending on caliber, things of that stuff, the shell may be slower. Artilleries take an extremely long time to reload, but do massive damage when they hit a target. Thing is, if you're aiming at a tank and he's moving, it's really hard to hit a moving tank with an artillery shell.
Well, same if you're moving and you're trying to shoot somebody.
Yeah,
you got to lead it enough.
Yeah, you
got to
lead it. And then, you know, if they turn, there's all kinds of factors in the game.
Yeah, there's no modern aiming system to this at all. It's how you move your mouse, and when you're driving over hills and bumps, it's doing, you know, it's bouncing.
It's bouncing along.
You know, you have a pretty slim chance.
See, that's what frustrates me with the games is all this. It's like, damn it, I just want to hit the thing.
Quit moving. I want to kill you.
But that's part of the appealing part of this game to a lot of people is its reality as far as the way the tanks behave, you know, how they fire, how often you can shoot, depending on the size of your tank, their maneuverability, and the amount of armor that they have. They really tried to stick to the historical facts on that. And so it's kind of fun when you get people in there that are like, well, this tank never did this or this tank never did that. Well, that's because they had to throw it into a game and make it usable into a game.
Yeah.
But it's fun, and it appeals to a lot of people that it takes on that historical factor that a lot of people that are buffs of war or World War II, that type era. They just enjoy that part.
Which there's a couple points on it, too. You can get medals and ribbons for doing certain things. I don't know what some of them are. The kamikaze is my favorite, and that's if you're a smaller tank, run into a bigger tank and blow it up, you get a kamikaze.
Even if it ends
kamikaze
process.
And that's part of it, is that you can't tell where the enemy is. You know where their flag is.
So it's a 360.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell where their flag is, and you know they start out by their flag, but you have no idea if all of them went one way or if a few of them did.
It's called fog of war.
Yep. Fog of war in a game.
And so that's where the scouts come into play. They run up there and spot everybody, and then they only stay illuminated on the map for a very short amount of time.
If they're not within your range of being able to view them.
Okay.
So say the scout goes up there and just kind of runs by all the tanks and spots a bunch of them within a certain period of time. If he's not to where he can see them anymore, they disappear. So you can't see to shoot them anymore.
So until you get up close enough.
Over here, it keeps you on. Did you have a question earlier, Logan?
Do you have unlimited? limited to ammo or not?
No. Nope. No, depending on your gun, bigger guns generally have less bullets, but
so they want to keep
bigger
that
damage.
Wound alive too, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's many times you could run out of ammo. Go ahead, sorry.
True, but can you gather ammo from corpses of your enemies?
Nope.
Only at the end of the battle. Once your tank is blown up, you're done. There's no repair, no coming back. You're blown up.
No respawn.
So you don't have infinite lives. You have a set number?
You have one
life per
battle.
As soon as that battle's in, you know, somebody captures the flag or time expires, you can play that tank again.
So
in another,
if
battle.
You get blown up it. The second the game starts,
yes,
you're done.
Get to watch.
You're screwed.
That happens. More often
happened.
Than I'd like to admit to.
But that's the key is to making credits and stuff is you have multiple tanks that you can play. Like we each own probably six, eight tanks.
So
yeah,
you can call up another one in the game?
Yeah.
Not in that battle.
Oh, not in that battle.
You escape out back to your garage where all your tanks are.
Well, that's too difficult.
Pick another one and then go on and fight another battle.
God.
So you can have a heavy tank, a light tank, a medium tank, and an SPG. Artie. We'll just call him Artie. Forget it. But you don't necessarily have to have each country of those or one country of those. Like, you don't have to have all Russian. Like, at the moment, I think I have a couple American tank destroyers,
a
bunch of German tanks, and I think I have a French artillery at the moment, and I think I have a Russian tank too.
So can you
the T-50 is.
Can you sell them too, like, to get money?
Yeah, you can sell them to get credits, of course, like any other game.
Not gold.
Yeah, you can't sell them for gold. The only way to get gold is to either have them give you gold, which they have contests, stuff like that for, which is kind of fun, or buy it.
Or just simply go on the internet and go, hey, I want.
Here's $50. Give me some gold.
Yep.
And there are, as Chris was said earlier, you can buy what they call a premium tank. And there's several of those. The premium tanks tend to give you more credits and cost less to repair, but you pay for them.
You said this was for the people that like to kind of do the historical type aspect of this. And this is the tanks. Is there projections for any more type of games that are different themed?
Yes. Actually, at the moment, in closed beta, they have what they call World of Warplanes. I actually have a closed beta key for it, and I've played a few. I don't know if we can really talk a whole lot about the aspects of the game. They're still designing it, I think, in the license agreement.
You have to accept an NDR before you can alpha test, and I wasn't sure about the beta test.
I'm not sure about the closed beta, but you can go on to their website and ask for a beta key. They have quite a few beta testers at the moment, but it is a World War II based, and probably
it's up through the Korean War era jets.
I think it's
there are some jets.
The
very beginning level of jets.
And in 2013 they have announced they're going to, I don't know if they're going to release another like alpha test and then a closed beta. They're going to do World of Battleships. They haven't really released a whole lot of info on that, but they do have kind of a three-tier transfer or three common games into one kind of thing.
That would probably be very much bad for the tanks, wouldn't it?
I would think so.
Not all three of them at
there.
The same time.
But I would agree.
Not all three, you know, battleship out there. Let me shoot it with my tank.
Yeah,
no.
You don't want a 15-inch gun off a battleship shooting a tank.
That would be a bad, bad situation.
Real quick, I don't know if you mentioned this, but did you mention in World of Tanks how there are different spots on the tank that do more damage?
Correct. The armor on the front of a tank is much thicker.
They hold it true to reality.
It's a sim, in a sense.
In a sense, yeah. You can, in the sense of playing the game, you have a crew in your tank. You don't ever see the crew in your tank, but you can take a hit and it'll say the driver's knocked out and you drive really, really slow after that. Or you can lose your gunner and you don't reload as fast. They can also, what we call tracking, they blow off your track.
And then
you're stuck. And you're go. You're cruising along like in a light tank that can do 60 kilometers an hour. They blow off your tank. You stop really quick.
I can hear Matt in the background sometimes going, repair faster, repair faster, repair faster.
And you're stuck. So if they're shooting at you and you're stuck, you're screwed.
You're stuck there for a few seconds.
If you still have one track left, can you turn in circles?
Nope.
Nope.
You stop.
You're done.
You stop. But after a certain period of time, your crew will repair the track and you can continue on. If you lose, like, say you get shot in the ammo rack and they, you know, it blows up part of your ammo or whatever, takes you longer to reload, that
it can
will
also
not
kill
repair.
You instantly.
Yes, that can also be an instant kill. As Andy found out, he shot a tier 8 tank with an Arty and killed it in one hit, and it was a very large tank that he should have not been able to do that to.
He went.
Just hit the right spot.
It was awesome.
Yeah. So it is, you know, it is realistic in a sense that a game can be. And it's a lot of fun. That one is definitely something if you're looking for games to put on your computers.
It
is
a library.
Yeah, it is. It is a large download. It's somewhere
it's
around
almost three gigs.
Yeah, it's about 3 gigs
at the moment.
Okay, tech people, how much is hard drive? It's usually way more than.
Oh
that.
Yeah, hard drives anymore.
So
160.
Is this
going
to slow down internet much?
No,
it actually doesn't seem to consume that much bandwidth.
I guess if you had 40 computers in your library and everybody decided to play at the same time, there might be
an issue.
Because I know one of the things that happened to us was kind of like that issue when RuneScape had to think about it.
Yep.
It's been a couple of years when that was real popular a few years back.
It still
all
is.
All our computers would be full of kids playing RuneScape and
just
slow
your bandwidth
to a
go
crawl
to nothing. Yeah.
Sometimes. And so I didn't know if that'd be an issue with the libraries or not.
This one's a little bit different in...
Might be if you have a slower internet connection.
Some of the aspects of it, how do I say it without getting too technical? You download like the images, but all the data and processing of what happens is done on their servers. So when you shoot, the information is set to their server to calculate if you hit somebody and what damage and stuff you did. Your computer doesn't do any of that. It may consume a little more bandwidth in that aspect, but most of the time, I haven't seen hardly any issues with bandwidth.
And you don't need a high-powered PC in order to play this game either.
No, you can play it on a relatively older, I'm going to say in the last
at
5 years.
At least a Pentium 4.
Yeah, computers should be able to play this pretty easily.
They should come out with a World of People.
They
it's
do.
Called the
SimCity.
No, instead of tanks or
she doesn't. You don't
whatever.
Let her out much.
I think that's called
they
Grand Theft Auto or something. You know,
that's a fun game. No. Okay, but
what are you
where
teaching
have you
her?
Been playing this at?
What are you teaching her? Go up, and steal the cart. Next, she's gonna be carjacking.
We don't have that game. In
I
our
didn't
house,
kill
so
people.
Wondering.
I just drove around. That's where I started to learn how to drive.
Never let her drive, Richard.
Put a big sign
it's
on that car,
late,
please.
Yeah, we already
no,
have.
But like it's a lot easier to work with people instead of tanks.
I disagree.
I like
it
shooting
actually
guns
has,
more.
And they have plenty of games like people killing each other.
Yes, there are plenty
which
of those.
Which would be like the next one, Combat Arms, you guys were going to talk about.
Yeah, Combat Arms is...
People did
well,
a perfect lead-in.
There's
traditional,
a... Yeah.
Traditional first-person shooter.
Yeah, that one is first-person shooter for sure. There was an aspect we didn't talk about that we now that we're talking about Combat Arms. There's a real problem in Combat Arms with hacking.
Yes.
That
there
probably,
was.
Very bad.
There are hacks for World of Tanks, but they're a lot fewer, and you deal with a lot fewer people because of that. Because you can have a 64-player map in Combat Arms where you don't have that in World of Tanks. It's just 30.
And he means 64 players. He means, 32 on 32. But Combat Arms is, what would you say? It's a, I know there's a ton of maps,
first
a ton of different
shooter,
modes.
Military.
Based. More infantry.
Yeah, infantry would be good.
Hoorah.
Ton of, there's a ton of guns to get. And again, the same aspect, you can pay them for Nexon credits to buy permanent weapons.
Yeah, permanent weapons and ones that you can't get just by gaining experience.
Yeah.
I waste so much money.
I was going to say, when you talk to a military person, when you use guns, you'll have them smirk a little bit because we were always taught that they're weapons.
Okay,
this
whatever.
This is my weapon.
Firearms.
This is to kill. This is my gun.
This is my weapon. This is my gun. This one's for fighting. This one's for fun. I have watched Full Metal Jacket. That's what that's from.
Well, I've been through it too in actual life. So,
but
there's game modes. There's game modes again.
Yeah,
inside there, there's and you actually pick a server to play on in Combat Arms, and one server may be a mode that's called Super Soldier, where you run around and grab little, you know, like Mario question mark boxes that appear every once in a while.
So
and
it's different abilities,
kind of like what Logan was talking about with the World of Tanks as their ammo points or
right.
boxes Luke that you can pick up for health or stuff. Is that does yes. that in Combat Arms?
Yes, it is.
You can actually...
Well, in that one game mode.
Right, in that one
Not
game
in
mode.
All game modes.
Not in all game modes.
In a regular kind of standard battle, it's based on a number of tickets, I believe, to how many kills you get to when you win.
Like
number
what, Logan, kills your team like what Logan said, though, right. when you run out of ammo, right. you basically have a knife, and that's all you have left to fight with.
But you can
but
pick
you
up someone
can
else's
pick up somebody's
or crowbar,
ammo
yeah,
from
or
a corpse, just like you were talking. Absolutely.
Luke the Dead.
Knife, whatever.
Luke the Dead.
You know? Or a turkey drumstick.
Yes, they do.
That was funny.
Or a candy cane.
Yeah, they did that one, too.
Was this a Christmas promo
yes.
or
yeah.
something?
Yes. Yeah.
They actually fought with candy canes. That was hilarious.
It was actually great. Yeah. They do some cool ones because you can buy armament for yourself, you know, heavy vest, stuff like that.
A backpack that has, so you can put carry
more
three
weapons.
Guns, weapons, instead of two, you know.
But some of the promotional deals, like they did a Halloween one where you could get a pumpkin helmet. And so these guys are just running around with these
giant pumpkin heads. Yeah.
Made it easy to aim.
It made it great for headshots. It really did. There's also an aspect to the game that is kind of funny. There's the traditional headshot that you get, you know, in normal first-person shooters. One-shot kill hits them. It's kind of cool. It pops up on the screen and says, headshot. Well, in this one, they kind of took it one step farther, and you get a nut shot.
And it'll have two walnuts that pop up on the screen.
And the guy, and the guy is basically rolling around on the ground,
was
holding
the Christmas
himself.
One, was the Christmas one chestnuts?
Yeah.
Should have been. That would have been
funny. But you get, you can get combos for, like, you know, if you go so far and
get so many
kills. You get a
kill,
and you get a kill, and you get a kill, and you get a kill. It starts racking up the points, and it's on the side of the screen. It's telling you, you know, that was a fantastic, depending on how much your combo was.
Does anybody remember Unreal Tournament?
Yep.
Tournament? That's no, where that do. Comes from.
Yeah, it did.
They just made it comical in that sense, and so that was it was kind
of
fun.
They added some aspects of really fun play to the game.
Zombies.
There's
I
a
love
mode
zombies.
Where,
They're
where
so
you
slow.
Defend.
Not
it was
game.
Called Cabin Fever.
Cabin Fever
was a mode where you start out with seven of you in a cabin, and there's three entry points.
Yeah.
I think there was that you defend against them coming in to you,
that
and there was up
and
to
you
20
can't
rounds
go outside because it's poisonous gas outside.
That sounds like
ooh, okay.
So you're stuck in the
That's
cabin
solid.
Shooting. Zombies.
You thinking of Silent Hill or Resident Evil?
I remember. What?
Are they in a room?
No. World of Warfare?
World of Warcraft?
Warcraft or Warfare? I don't
There's
know.
There's World of Warcraft.
It's where... No, it's an Xbox game. Where you're in your the room, and there are zombies that are coming at you after you defend your windows.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're... I know...
Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
No, I know which one you're talking
they have
about.
Quite a few now.
Left 4 Dead is
yeah,
one of them.
Yeah, that one was...
And yeah. that was a mode you could play on Left 4 Dead.
Hmm.
I know what game you're talking about. I had to think about
it's
it.
It's the Nazi zombies.
Yes, there were Nazi zombies in
that
Left 4 Dead.
I love
great.
That one.
But
no.
it was... I enjoyed the game when we played. The worst aspect that Chris said was, and I don't know, we haven't played in quite a while, was the hackers was quite prevalent
yeah,
in the game.
Yeah, all of a sudden you spawn in and everybody dies instantly.
Hmm.
You know, that
yeah, they just sit there. They sit there in their spot and it goes to a camera shot of the person
who killed you.
And they're just sitting there in midair, just taking the knife and hacking away at air, and it kills everybody. So frustrating.
And that become a big problem in the game.
We get to that aspect, and we talk about killing people and headshots and all that. With the inanimate objects, it's pretty much, you can have that on a computer screen in a library, and nobody's going to say much. How much detail gore is in these games?
You can adjust it.
You can adjust
yeah,
it.
You can yeah. adjust it. The blood level, I believe, is what it was called
yeah.
in the game. And again, Combat Arms is one of those that it doesn't take a huge powerful PC to run.
Penny.
You know, you don't have to pin a $4,000 gaming rig to play it.
Minimum requirements are Pentium 3, 1 gigahertz.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure those are
barrel right now.
10 years old. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's one of those that, I mean, it is an aspect if you have people that kind of like those games coming in and want to play, they could. Either one of those would be if they like the first person shooter aspect. The thing I like about both of those is even with World of Tanks, it maximum game time is 15 minutes per game. Combat Arms, you could get in and you could play a game in 10 minutes half
well,
the time.
It's adjusted by the server admin.
Right. It is. So they could come in, play a few games if they're only allotted so much time, you know, and they're done.
So if do you have to wait for people to join the game? Because, like, if, like, there's...
No, you just get in. If there is nobody else on the server and you just jump in, you are in
by yourself.
No man's land.
In Combat Arms, you're no man's land. You can play. You can do whatever.
So you don't have to have a certain number?
Right. No. In
you can play all by yourself.
Yes, you can. You can. I was going to really make a bad comment, but... In World of Tanks, it's like Andy said earlier, when you hit ready, it puts you into a queue and it, you know, figures out where it's going to put you in a battle. And there are 15 on 15 every time.
They've got this algorithm thing that we call it the matchmaker.
Screw you, matchmaker.
You know, that's what we say most of the time.
And there's a lot of the times
that basically
happens.
That it doesn't match you up against a tank that you have absolutely no chance of beating. So it makes it fair, as fair as it can.
Right.
Anyway.
Is that the same aspect in Combat Arms, though? Is it a 15-person team or
no,
just yourself?
No, it can be up, to...
32-person team.
Yeah, 32-person team. Depending.
What's minimum?
Minimum, one.
One-on-one.
One-on-one if you want to... There's a bunch of different modes, and they've released a bunch.
Yeah.
I kind of kept up with it a little bit.
I can actually list them now.
Oh, can you?
One-man army, elimination.
Which is, one-man army is everybody against everybody. Elimination is team versus team to a certain number of kills.
Capture the flag.
Standard capture the flag game. You grab their flag, bring it back.
Multiplayer co-op.
Which is a whole bunch of different ones in that.
It's most of the player versus zombie ones.
Yeah, there's one called the Cabin Fever. There was one called, what was the one where infected?
Yeah.
What was that called? I'm drawing a blank. Where one person or a couple... You started the game, and it was great fun. And everybody was...
Quarantine.
Everybody was human. Well, there was like a 10 or 20, 30-second countdown timer, and two people at random would become zombies. Your whole aspect was to kill the zombies, or if you were a zombie, infect everyone else.
Just by touching them.
That'd be so cool.
Oh, it was crazy fun. Because everybody would go run in a spot, and we're like, no, get away from me, because you may turn into one. I don't want you near me. You know, so everybody would scatter. Somebody would turn into a zombie, and then everybody would run to defend the spot together without getting infected. It was crazy fun. Yeah.
There's like five more modes. So quarantine regen, I said that. Okay, elimination pro.
Yeah, which is when you die,
you don't get a respawn.
Search and destroy.
You have to set it. One team defends a spot. Another team has to set a bomb and then defend the bomb till it blows up.
Season secure. That's, I think, that what that was.
No, season secure is the newer one. I don't know if you guys ever played that. I did a little bit. You're basically raiding, I think, a bank, and you're stealing money.
Bank robbers.
More or less, yes.
Or Kelly's Heroes.
Spy Hunt.
Oh, Spy Hunter was a fun one, too.
You
had to collect five cases of secret material or whatever till you got all five of them, and then you turn into the super spy and you had to upload the data. But everybody was trying to get the cases and turn into the super spy.
Once you get all the cases and you're the super spy, you now have access to a ton of different weaponry just instantly. And so you can just hose people. It's way fun.
Were there more than five cases or?
Nope.
It was always five.
So one person gets them and then.
Yep. And if five different people had a case, you had to kill the other four people to get all five cases. So it got to be scattered everywhere. Yeah,
it's
a free-for-all.
Do you know if they have a case?
Yes. Yeah. They would.
They
show
color.
Up somehow.
They change color or something like that, or went to an all-black suit or something like that. Or something.
Okay.
There was something that actually indicated that they were carrying a case.
Bomb Run?
What was that one? I don't remember ever playing that one.
Well, it's been a while since we played, and they've added one called Hired Guns.
I didn't play. Mercenary group.
Could be.
Or the A-team.
I don't remember. But there are a ton of different maps.
You can find us.
if I had to say one thing about both of these two games, it would be that they're constantly evolving.
Yeah.
They're not stagnant.
The gameplay
is the same, but you have to they introduce a new map, so you have to learn that, or a new mode, so you got to try that out. There's always a different objective.
Can you go back and play past maps, or do you just get what you get when you go in?
Whatever's available.
In Combat Arms, you could actually set up what they called a room, and in that room you could decide if you wanted to what mode you were playing, what map you were playing, number of players, stuff like that. If you set up the room, there was a limited number of rooms, or you could just pick from what somebody else had. You could also join mid-combat if you wanted.
Okay.
Talk about the option where you can buy basically the option to kick people from rooms automatically.
Oh, what it was in a super admin, I think, or elite admin or something like that account that you could buy for, again, their credits, where you could, in say you're playing in a map and
you
somebody
could
wasn't
this
being
guy's
a team
hacking.
Player, or you could tell somebody was hacking, you could start a kick vote to kick them out of the room.
But if not everybody votes for it, he doesn't get kicked.
But if you're super elite, you can just automatically kick him.
You could just kick him.
Okay.
You can skip the vote entirely. In 2009, they did a special game mode called Snowball Fight. And I didn't think we were in on that one yet.
I don't think we downloaded it yet.
I do remember hearing about it, though.
Where they were throwing, I think it was instead
they had
of
guns
weapons.
That would do snowballs. It would look like a RPG, except for
shoot snowballs.
That sounds like it'd be fun.
And you could do headshots with it. So you hit somebody in the head with a snowball.
So there are a ton of aspects to these games.
And you talked about the pay to win. They call that area of the game the black market, where you could buy rare weapons or
there was
rare
cases
armor.
At one time.
Is
you could buy different mercenaries. There was a ton of stuff.
I need to play that game again. I forgot. I had the gold double barrel shotgun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
I can't remember if they called it the Dominator or Terminator. I can't remember what it was.
Right click fires both barrels at the same time. Close range, you're dead.
On these, love that we kind of talked about the RuneScape deal, where it's a world or World of Warcraft, where it's a world and then you can open up areas of the world. But if you want to go to other specific areas, you got to subscribe to for a fee, monthly fee.
Right.
Do these games have the same feature? Or is it just it's free.
They
unless
are free
you
to play.
It is completely free to play. You get every aspect of the game in the way of weaponry. Well, in World of Tanks, you can have every tank in the game without ever paying a dime.
Except for the premium tanks.
Except for the premium tanks, without paying a dime. You know, when we were talking about combat arms to get like the elite admin thing, you'd have to pay for that. But you can still get all kinds of weaponry and all that kind of stuff without actually paying for it. You can play every mode, every map.
The
without
kicker,
paying.
Yeah, the kicker on both of those, on these pay to win, as we're calling it, is if you want to advance through the ranks, if you want to get to the higher tanks and keep playing them, you know, or stand a better chance of winning in any round, you almost need to pay actual dollars to have the upgraded equipment or to be able to have the credits to even supply your tank with ammunition because it costs so much because you don't make enough.
Right.
Is the difficult part of it.
But you don't always, and this is how they get you, you don't always have to pay a lot to get something good. So after you start doing well, after you purchased your first gun, then you go out and buy more expensive stuff. That's how they hook you.
Yep.
That's how they get the hooks in your first one free.
And it works.
Yep.
Sadly
to say, Chris, for Christmas,
you know
bought
what,
me
though?
And Andy each a gun.
Yeah, I bought you guys a gun.
And it was very nice.
And it was very nice. And it
a
was
virtual gun?
A lot of fun. Yes.
A virtual gun.
Yes. Yes, it didn't cost him near as much as actually him purchasing me an AR-15.
Yep.
So
is this the same with going back in time now with Lord of the Rings? You wanted to mention Lord of the Rings, Chris. Is this kind of the same aspect as Combat Arms? Or
In the aspect of free-to-play, pay-to-win, yes. But it is a totally different... It's an RPG, not a first-person shooter.
Right. Okay.
So you start off with a anonymous character, not related to any of the characters that are in the actual movies or the books, depending on what you've read or seen. But you build up their sort of character. So you become a mage or a minstrel.
Yeah, something like that.
I never knew how to say that. We always made fun of the word.
Runekeeper.
Like there are all these different classes of types of characters,
and then there's different races. You could be human, dwarf, elf.
I can't remember.
And now you can be a monster too, or something like that, if you want.
Right. Matt went the farthest in the game. Got to a point where you almost had to pay to continue, and it drove us all crazy and mad. So we quit playing.
But it's one of those.
It was fun while we played.
Where if you want to go to a new area, you have to subscribe to be able to do the stuff in that area.
So it's kind of like what I was saying about
World
of Warcraft.
RuneScape. Yeah.
RuneScape.
RuneScape, stuff like that.
What'd you have, Logan?
I was wondering if the thing about the areas was they literally had to pay or you could overpower the stuff if you had enough levels.
No. It's
they stopped you at level 70, or was it less?
I don't remember. I know they stopped you at a level, but to get like the quests to do the stuff in that area, you had to pay for it. You could go there, but you couldn't take any of the quests that were there.
And you need the quest to gain more experience, to get the cool, rare weapons.
And all that stuff, yeah. So.
And this is more geared for it's the individual you plop down into the world and just go from there.
Do you get to make your own person?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey. You completely design the way you want.
That's my favorite part of any game.
You can be yourself.
She's easily entertained.
Yeah, like, that's the only part I care about in a game, is making the character.
She likes fashion. This doesn't quite go with that one.
Your eyebrows are too far apart.
This chainmail does not go with this flail.
It's because
you cannot wear that chainmail in those boots. It does not look right.
Well, the game's too hard to play, so I might as well, like, good
not
while dying.
Not a game
look good while
all,
dying.
In all these games, you go at your own pace. If you don't have time to play, you can jump in, play one round, and it would take you a lot longer to get the good stuff, but and it's in all the games that are like that.
Yeah, it's any traditional.
The more you
game.
Play, the faster you level, but the more cool stuff you get. So,
well, is Lord of the Rings kind of like you can do it individually, or do they put you in a team like
it's
Combat Arms? And
yeah, you can be single player, but you can also do groups.
Yeah, they call them raids, I think.
Raves?
Raid. Raid, like
nice.
A can, kill the ants.
Holy cows.
I would join a raid.
Raid. You can also join, I think, a group. I can't remember where you could.
I don't know what they call it.
Group up with people.
But
when
whenever
do the
I
same
get in and he
whatever.
Was in at the same time, he'd say, "Hey, let's meet up over here," and we'd go over there and then go do our quest.
We'd.
So it's easier to do that in Lord of the Rings than in Combat Arms. You're just up to the generator where
right.
you put at.
Yeah, Combat Arms. We could actually under a friends list, you could actually join a room if there was space available with someone that you were friends with. You may not necessarily be on the same team, but you could try and switch teams. Stuff like that. World of Tanks, the only way to do it is to
kill
be
everybody
platoon.
On your team. Then you can join another one.
Easier said than done.
Just keep killing
join another server.
You get the right team.
Or join another server. And that was some of the, you know, some of the aspects that we like because we want to play together.
Right.
You know, we want to play these games together and have that fun with it.
Although the challenge between friends is fun.
Yeah, sometimes being on the opposite team and
just try to own each other.
Damn you, Chris. Because he stabbed me in the back with a knife, and I'm like, you could have warned me. No, it was more fun to do it this way. You know, just, you know.
I didn't
fun.
Twist it, at least. It
would let me. Just straight stab in and out. Not a big deal. It's just a flesh wound. I'll be all right. Are we good on those? I'm not sure what the website is. You can look up, I think it's just Lord of Ring, the Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings Online.
Online.
And I think it's .com. Google
I thought
it.
We were talking about something else.
No, we were talking about that one. And then again, wargames.net and nexon.net, which I know Nexon puts out a bunch of other games. I haven't actually played any of them.
.com.
Is it .com? Is it nexon.com? Chris is going to look it up. He will correct us if I'm wrong.
Earlier we said
remember.
Com, so I just wanted to make
yeah,
sure we got the right one.
You know what?
One.
I can't remember. It's like I said, it's been a while.
And isn't it,
it is .net.
Oh, it is .net. Yes. I am so
isn't
sorry. I told
gaming?
You wrong.
Isn't it wargaming.net? Not war games. It's wargaming.
I am so much in trouble.
We're getting schooled today.
I am in so much trouble. Just do a search for Google on Google. Don't search Google because that would just be a paradox that would explode. That would
be
it?
So cool.
Black hole.
Google search for Google. You can just look up World of Tanks. I know it'll come up. You can look up Combat Arms. It will come up with their website. And Lord of the Rings Online will come up with their own website for Google searches. If you're interested, it's one of those things if you want to throw those out there for your patrons to use.
This
I don't know if the kids are bored.
More for your gaming patrons. That
yeah.
You see doing some games, you might mention, say, if you like this one, you might check this one out.
I know here I see a lot of the kids still playing RuneScape. I still see a lot of I don't know if it is actually RuneScape. It looks like that to me. I don't know if they still are. This may be one that you can put out there and say, hey, did you guys know this one's out there? It's free. Here, set up an account
like
and play.
Like I said, about 2 years ago, we had a lot of RuneScape players, but now it's more of the individual games, just the going in for a quick game, just
right.
satisfaction
Which,
real fast, and then they have to leave for home or whatever they're doing.
Which some of these
you know,
may be that way, too. Who
that
knows?
Sounds like you need a turn-based RPG.
What?
Based on
turn-based
RPG.
turn-based
You know, we should probably should have lined out a certain number of terms.
Yes,
Okay, RPG means role playing game.
Didn't know that one.
Okay, I didn't.
You know, first person shooter means this. You know,
turn based means you make all of your moves and then you have to wait a certain amount of time before.
Yeah, with yours, don't you?
There's also turn based as in trade off.
Right.
Turns.
Yes,
absolutely.
There's two ways they can do it. You can do a turn based, which is if you don't do anything in a certain amount of time, they don't really care. The next turn happens. You can also do a turn-based where I make my moves, I say I'm done, and the next person makes their moves,
yeah,
they say they're
Pokemon,
done.
That's Pokemon.
That's Pokemon. Pokemon would be a good example
like
of
yeah,
that.
The core Pokemon game.
Yes, that would be another great example of that. Checkers. You know, you make your move, they make their move. That's a turn-based game based on you being done your turn. And being done their
Thank
turn.
You for dumbing it down for us.
But no, that's a perfect example of that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where, you know, the others are, say, a 30-minute time limit or something. Who knows?
Okay, the reason why I bring that up is because I wanted to give a shout-out to Space Glory for Conquest. It's back up and running again, so if there's anybody looking for a turn-based RPG, go there, just Google it.
And what is that again? Say that again.
It's Space Glory through Conquest.
Yeah, like, I'm going to remember that.
Well, there's a rewind button on our podcast.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
There you go.
And they'll probably be in the show notes.
Possibly, if I ever get them up there. So, usually show notes appear a week after I upload the actual episode.
It's okay. It'll still be there. And then Morning Glories. It's not what it sounds like. Really, it's not a flower.
Good book. It's so weird.
It's a weed.
Before we do that, let's take a break for one of our sponsors here.
I'd like to thank one of our sponsors at this time, Music Alley from Mivio. Andrew Levin's song, Train of Thought, was provided from Mivio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mivio.com. That is MUSIC.MEVIO.com. Or you can go to our site, Comic Pop Library, for links to Music Alley and or Train of Thought by Andrew Levin in our reference links located within our left navigation bar. And now, back to the show.
And we're back. We're going to do Morning Glories now by, what did I say, Nick Spencer?
I don't know. That was a while
Nick
ago.
Spencer.
Awesome.
He did the art. Hey. Excuse me. He did the words and Joe Isma did the art. I'm sorry, Chris. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to drop the F-bomb first. This is just one of those good...
messed up books.
freaking messed up books.
There's at least a bit of time travel.
You get so confused.
Possibly
this,
clones.
I chickened out.
Something about...
I said freaking.
Oh, God.
Something about either spirits or demons.
You know what? Just, okay, anybody out there
we
that actually
Andy
listened
crawl
to this,
out of the room
I think,
we
was checking, I think he was checking his phone to see if he had, was on call or something.
This is when we definitely need that video.
I just want, you know, we've all read this,
well,
I think. And if anybody that's listening, please tell me what this book is about, because I am
still trying
way
to figure it out.
Confused.
It's not about anything.
I don't think
it's
it
just
is,
one
but
of those,
it's awesome.
It's just one of those blah, 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 stories.
Like, what are they
you
trying
to...
May I see it?
What are they trying to...
Is that volume one?
Teach the kids here, like...
It's just... Well,
that's the question.
Go ahead, Richard. Go ahead. I won't
steal
your
thing, Richard. Go
no,
for
they
it.
Do have. Pretty sure it's actually somewhat of a school. It's just
somewhat
those specific
yeah, what are
kids,
they teaching them
which
in school?
Makes I thought it was an insane
probably
assignment.
Almost all of them. No, it's not an.
Andy
insane
has a great
insane.
Perplexed look on his face, just looking at
no,
the
but
artwork.
Like,
you know how Hogwarts gets wizards?
Yes.
This gets everybody who was born in that exact date so they can reap their
like,
souls.
They're, no, they're looking for...
Nice.
No.
He might
they
be
do.
Right.
That's
he
what they're trying
right.
to do.
It is
or something
off.
Of that sort.
They're looking
story.
For something, and if you don't have it, well, you're screwed, but...
Pretty much.
And
Richard, read your review so we're not confusing everybody.
Yes, after I read the review, this is one of those that it's definitely... The messed up story is the interesting part. About it.
There's at least either time travel or clones. I'm not sure which.
And it doesn't matter what book you start on, because I started on number 2 on accident, you know, because I was completely bored, and then I went back to 1 and read it. And
but 1 can set some stuff up for the
you may not
one.
Have to do anything.
Not much, but some.
So they can stand on their own.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just about.
I don't think
I don't
so.
Know.
I think they can.
I don't think so.
Go on.
It's a lot more
that's
understanding if you've read the first
your
one.
Your brains
before.
Aren't
don't
as
me just hit the mute button?
Your brains aren't as advanced advanced as mine. That's why.
Okay, I'm doing it.
Wow. That was good. All right. Basically, the concept of the book is we have a group of classmates that have the same birth date, and they've all just turned 16 and are on their way to this prestigious prep school called Morning Glory Academy that they've been invited to attend. Out of the kids, we have Casey, who's from Chicago. She's a blonde, pretty self-reliant. Ike is from the Upper East Side of Manhattan, who's spoiled rich kids get, or excuse me, he's a spoiled kid that gets everything he wants, and he does
Didn't
a lot of criminal activity as well.
Assassinate his father?
That's yep. still in suspicion.
Yeah, that's kind of questionable. More likely
no,
he did.
Was that one weird guy.
Never mind. one weird guy?
Yeah. one weird guy.
The one weird guy in the book? Wait, that explains everybody.
Not just about everybody, though.
True. We have Zoe is next from San Diego. Looks to be of Hispanic descent or something of
India.
That type. Is it? Oh, that's right. It's India.
Yeah,
you're
it's
right,
India.
April. It's
yeah.
India.
Yeah.
My bad. And she plays everyone to get her own way. When she actually leaves her town, she says goodbye to five boyfriends and gathers up the presents.
I love that part. It was funny.
Wait, really?
We
I'm
have.
Gonna miss
yes.
you so much.
What? What do you got for me?
Exactly. It was messed up story.
Drew Hunter is from Toronto. He's a ginger. And if you're not sure what a ginger is, that's a redhead. And he's a shy and
Thanks
very
for clearing
self-assured. Not very self-assured at all. He's an introvert. And we have Jane, who's from Des Moines. Another ginger from a farm community.
Did you just say Des Moines?
Yeah.
Des Moines.
Des Moines. You can tell I'm a rural.
I'm a geography major.
Oh. De Halls, mom. So it's Des Moines, so I've been schooled here. Des Moines. Wow. You're not a very good teacher. I can't remember that stuff. But she's another redhead. She's introverted as well and loses herself in her studies. Doesn't feel comfortable around any other people.
She's emo.
She's emo. Emo from the farm. And the last one is June. She's Asian descent.
From the farm?
That's where she's from, the farm.
Oh, okay.
June is Asian descent. He's a young man that's very self-assured and very athletic, proficient in martial arts. On their way to this academy, the six fall asleep in the ride there.
No one gets knocked out.
Well, they think they're falling asleep, though.
Yeah.
They think they're falling asleep, but it's knockout gas. All of them get put in knockout gas.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get to this facility, they find...
They didn't go at the same time. They were in
They were in different...
Yeah.
They're so different vehicles.
With the same driver.
Though I'm pretty sure if it was timed on the things, it would say the same exact time. Yeah.
It was just like
a
time lapse
bit of spacing.
So that you don't have to put in like five pages of the exact
same thing.
I know that's
but they did
part,
put
that's
in
part of
five
the mystery of the book.
Six panels of the exact same thing.
On one sheet of paper. Yeah.
But when they get to the facility, they meet Miss Darmont, is how I'm pronouncing it. She's basically in charge while the dean is, you never really see the dean of the academy.
You just know he's in charge.
Right. Mr. Gribbs is her assistant.
He looks a lot like John, the Asian kid.
Yeah, similar. He does.
There's another gal. Was that their roommate? But she went slightly crazy. Or
just she did?
Sorry, not crazy, but lobotomied or something.
That was later on. That was a previous class. I know what you're thinking
about.
But
there's also the future version of her.
Yep, we'll get to there. We'll get to there. You can tell how weird this one is just by us talking. During the first night, the kids try to call home, or a couple of them do, and their parents do not remember them at all. It's like they never existed. Casey is unable to get a hold of her parents, and later on that night, she goes out into the academy and finds this door that leads down into like a basement area and finds both of her parents chained to a wall and beaten to death.
Yeah, her roommate.
Like, what? First,
yeah,
saying.
Her roommate showed her.
She met her in the hall, and she started asking about the birthdays being the same, and then the parents, and they just started going downstairs and found her parents.
Chris, did you read both books?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Casey is, because of finding her parents, Casey's taken to Miss Darmont, and she's beaten there and told to suck it up, and, you know, is taken back to class, basically. And she's dumped into this detention area with the other five students. And
Which
then water starts filling up the room, because this Miss Darmont is looking for an answer that Casey knows.
Well, she doesn't know she knows.
Right. But at the end, she does scream it out and saves them all at the very last minute, basically.
No, I thought of it as she knew the answer, but she just wouldn't tell her.
That's
That's how.
It's a possibility.
It's a possibility.
I don't know. There's so many different ways you can read into that.
They did give you the little flashback to show how she knew it, didn't they?
No, that's somebody else.
Oh.
The different. Yeah.
And when was the little jail scene? I can't remember.
I want to say that might be the second volume.
I know it's in the first one.
I don't remember.
What jail happened? Scene that had the multiple guns.
That's in the first volume. No, it's in volume two.
Huh.
I'm kind of just basically.
You don't get it's in volume two.
I don't have too much left here. Then we can start dovetailing. We've actually done that already, so it don't matter.
We'll just go for it.
We find this cyclone type experiment where it went wrong. This person is basically like a cyclone now, and he can phase through people's bodies and kind of explode.
It was kind of like a ghost.
Yeah.
Kind of apparition ghost.
But it was because.
It was like this really big metal thing on the wall that kept spinning.
Looks like a cement truck on its back.
Yeah.
Good description.
One of the things that Logan kind of alluded to is with, I think it was Jade or Jane. We have her at the end of volume one. We basically see either, like Matt said, either a clone or her future self come back and actually talks to her younger self.
Yeah.
And that's in volume two
that
when we carry it over.
Was that actually time traveling or CG? She just remembering a past self?
I don't know, because she was sleeping when it happened.
You know what?
Oh, no.
You can read whatever
volume
you want to
do explains
this book, man.
Yeah. About that.
I don't know. Andy's over there thoroughly reading this. I'm sure he's loving it at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm kind of catching, you know, the end, the middle, just flipping through here. The artistry is
We'll talk about that after.
Sorry.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that here in a minute.
They can effectively stage a breakout pretty good, though.
It wasn't that effective.
Yeah.
Hey, they actually did what they were planning to.
They got her out of.
Will you let him finish?
Whatever. one of the other weird things, and then we'll kind of wrap it up and just dovetail into different things, is June. He has a brother.
A
twin brother that was born a little bit later than he was, and they switched places. So actually, two kids are actually misplaced.
June was born at 11:59,
right,
and then his brother. So that's go ahead. You can finish that now.
Well, June takes on his older brother's role.
Right.
Right.
And I can't remember his brother's
Who really doesn't belong there.
Right.
Because he doesn't have the same technical birthday because he was born after midnight, which would make it the next day.
And June is trying to escape, and he gets beat to a pummel, basically. And we find out that it's his brother basically been mind controlled or somehow, and he's
brainwashed,
ready to kill June.
But is June, is that his real name though, since he's taking on his brother's identity?
Well, that's what I said. It's
I get so confused with him. Is June
twins?
June,
you know what?
Else?
There was a lot of
twins play that game all the time where they switch to mess with their parents. My dad's a twin, so I learned all these games he used to play against my parents. So
the main thing I just put in here is this book is a mind trip, as Chris said earlier.
I
it's an effed up book.
You know, it would make more sense if you were on LSD.
Well, I kind of equated a little bit to Lost, the TV series Lost, because mysteries, you had the time travel, you had the...
But you couldn't figure out what the hell was going on.
Until the very end.
I didn't even watch the end.
I got so lost.
Heroes, in a sense, was like that.
Yeah.
I love that show.
Jump from stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that show, though. It was pretty cool.
It was like this idea, but that's all they could make out of it, was just show us what their idea was. It didn't have an end.
Logic.
True. And there are two volumes out right now. The third trade paperback is, I think, in next month, which is actually, for everybody listening,
Ghost
the
Isler.
Actual month. What is this? This is June, so probably in July or September will be the third volume coming out.
July.
But the artwork in it, I enjoyed the artwork.
You're
going to
grab the third book
and
hand it over, right?
Oh, yes, if you're still interested.
I just want to know what's going on.
I can't wait. It's captured me, and I'm wanting to know. Matt said, I want to know what's going to happen.
I like because it's not violent, but when it is violent, it's
violent. There is a little bit of violence.
A little bit of blood.
A little bit of blood. What would you say age
range? I didn't see any dismemberment.
Age range, I would put it at 16 and up. 15-year-olds, if they're mature enough, could handle it without a problem, I would say. But
The violence or for the content or storyline? Or how are you judging that? Because I was thinking the same thing.
I was looking at more of trying to comprehend what they're reading.
That was my thought,
And then the second part, the violence.
We're on the same page. The comprehension level, you've got to be pretty...
Well, then I'm a genius because I'm 14.
Well,
and the we should have never said a word about that
advanced mind again, you know?
And the second volume explains a lot more about the one redheaded guy, doesn't it? The real rich guy?
That's Ike. He has brown hair.
Yeah, he's...
He's my favorite.
For some reason, the second volume breaks out a couple characters, I guess you want to say, and focuses a little more on them than with the first book.
Yeah, they give a backstory to him.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're kind of building a little bit in the second one, and I have no idea what the third one will be. Maybe the same thing, maybe continuation. I don't know. But it is definitely messed up.
Oh, when you were saying age range of, I am in my 30s, and I was begging for the second book to figure out what the hell was going on.
And it didn't let you know what was going on.
And it still didn't tell you, did it?
No, I was still let down. However, I asked Richard, am I missing something? He goes, no, it's just one of those good effed up stories. I'm like, oh, it makes total sense now. It is entertaining.
Do you know how many volumes they have planned? Or
it's an ongoing series at the moment.
So it'll just be ongoing?
It's pretty much when they decide to end it. Hopefully it won't be like Lost and they hurry up and end it. Yeah, they'll nuke the school.
The school. Well, was it in the second book where the lady comes back and it's like she comes through a tunnel or something?
Yeah.
And I'm going, okay, what? Wait,
huh?
I'm really confused now.
It's kind of like the school's inside a biosphere almost type deal, or biodome. And
Truman.
Like Matt was saying, this one girl
Truman
went through.
Yeah, so the Truman Show, where everything's...
Oh, yes, okay, I remember that one now.
Yeah. It adds a whole bunch of elements from a whole bunch of different... Just, I don't know what Andy just saw, but it was a ooh moment.
Snap that dude's head around.
What are you thinking there, Andy? Messed up story or what?
They got all these ideas and just put it in a pot. Like,
pretty much.
Just made something.
Stir it up.
Yeah, I don't know. You'd really have to follow through the series the whole way to really pick up what's
going on. Yeah.
And I bet at the end of it, it won't really give you an end either. Like,
it may not.
Very easy reading.
Like the end.
It's not hard reading at all by any means. It's really easy reading. Good graphics.
Now, are you guys, what are you classifying this as again?
Graphic novel.
Graphic novel, not a comic book?
No.
Well, it's one and the same.
Graphic novel and a comic book.
Is that a politically correct term?
This is like a fancy comic book. The comic books are not a floppy.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The individual issues is how this comes out, 24-page issues.
Okay.
And then the graphic novels are when the collected editions, where they collect like six or more or three or more. So.
Okay. Thank you.
A comic book is floppy.
Yeah, this
matter of fact, they're referred to as floppies.
This is going to be the type of series where it doesn't matter how many issues it has, you're still going to be disappointed when it ends because you just want it to keep going.
Oh, we missed it. I don't know.
No, I'm not saying it.
Oh, okay.
That's what she said moment.
Okay, Andy put it in.
From The Office.
Okay.
We play this little game. We all try to
one up yourselves.
Yeah,
almost. I think it's back to the actual subject. I think it'd be, I guess, asking. I asked about age. What genre is not the word I want to use. What books that people read would want, or television series, watch, whatever, would you say, hey, I've got a really cool thing for you to read? Anybody that's like,
Didn't we already go through that?
Well, a little bit. We did the Lost.
And Heroes.
Heroes a little bit as well. If you remember the old show, and they did a remake, but it didn't really take hold, but The Prisoner was another one. It's an older show where it was
I are talking about.
Can't really think of any books to
book-wise, it's
because it's one in its own.
Alice in Wonderland.
No.
Not even close, man.
Alice in Wonderland is kind of skewed. It's kind of skewed where this one is just taking that little ball and just spinning it at 90 miles an hour and just letting it fly.
Yep. It's definitely interesting. I'm just curious, you know, what you'd put it
in
for someone to...
Have you seen Jonathan and his either sister or whatever, something I have no clue, in the jail cells yet?
Yeah, and I don't know who's who.
Yeah,
was the one guy,
and he's
right?
Not actually reading it. He's kind of looking through.
There were no guys in the jail cell.
Yes, there.
Are you talking about
in the jail?
There
was a little
too.
Cave thing in the ground
Richard,
that was
no,
fashioned into a
that
jail
was
cell.
That was in Mexico.
And then it was his sister was in the cell next to him or whatever. Okay. I have no clue.
I don't remember.
I remember that. It was the lady was down in like a dungeon and there was someone next to her that was talking to her.
Through a little hole.
Oh. Yeah, through a little hole.
I don't remember.
The
ball-headed girl.
Yeah, the ball-headed girl got out and said our time of release is near or something.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm like, okay, what does that mean? Which is another aspect of what does that mean?
I think what Logan's thinking about is in the second book when they go back into John's history, they have him kind of breaking out of a place and he gets like stopped by his brother.
Yeah.
That's in the second
and
book.
And John actually does just have a twin brother. Yeah.
Yeah, he does have a twin brother.
Yeah. And didn't they switch names at the beginning?
Well, they
switched places.
John isn't actually John, but the twin's John or whatever.
Right. Right. He's been sleeping.
It's part of the. Yeah, I think he was. We talked about that. But it's messed
it's
up.
It's all right.
I think it's a great addition to put in just for that weird off the wall. If someone wants to
something different,
read something off the wall and different.
I don't know if it would be popular at a smaller library though. Smaller community.
It's one that this one hasn't actually reached our shelf yet. It'd probably be one I'd have to see what people read and watch. Maybe even people like Doctor Who, you know, because it has some wild
crazy stuff.
He goes back and forth in time and trying not to find out about himself and all this.
We have the Heroes graphic novels, so for here it would be that.
Yeah, same type of thing. Right. It's definitely interesting. Definitely throw it in what your
larger libraries, I would say pick it up. Medium, consider it. Your smaller, definitely
maybe
look
ILL.
At it first and see if you really want to
see if there's any
it.
Interest.
I like how the characters are different enough to where you can pick out your favorites and the ones you don't care for. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, so far each one of them has developed a, you know, kind of unique
personality.
Yeah, you can tell who's who. Like, you don't have to like see their face, just on how someone's talking to them or how they talk.
We talked about, was it June that has her older self come back?
No, yeah. June was
not
the
not
one
June,
guy.
Jane, the redheaded.
One of the things I actually looked at was the Darmont character, if that's her real name.
She looks like the Indian girl.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Is that the Indian girl at a future self? With cloning,
like
you were saying.
I'm confused. And I read the books.
If you remember,
they're all
that,
clones. That's why they have the same birthdays.
It's possible. And the Indian girl, she killed somebody before she came to the academy. If I remember, they mentioned that in the second
volume.
Yeah,
she killed the teacher.
So she has that mentality that, you know, she can.
If you need to kill someone, kill them.
And one of them was a psychic.
They're all copies of copies.
Kind of.
And it's breaking down.
Copies of copies. And
it's breaking
down. I don't know. We can speculate all day on what the book is about.
Well, okay, but wait. So the blonde chick could be the blonde chick that they introduced in the end of the second volume. John, the Asian dude, could be Gribs. Indian,
she's going through it. Yeah.
Indian chicks, whatever Darmont, her name is.
Darmont,
the
mistress.
No, I know who she is. The emo the emo girl could be the new, less emo version of her. And, like, I don't know about the Ike or
Hunter.
Yeah, we haven't met anybody that would be equivalent to them.
Ike's my favorite.
Ike's
He's pretty
story
cool.
is very odd.
Who's?
True.
Ike.
I like
just
him.
Ike?
Okay, I was going to say, who?
I think they're all very odd.
Smurdering murderous playboy to toady for the evil guys to
I like him.
He is out for himself.
Minion
right.
of the
self
good
only.
Wizard.
I like how he how he has
like
such an attitude. Like
Logan
no,
said
we
earlier.
Haven't we haven't heard the headmaster or seen the headmaster, which they
no,
alluded to in the first
that
one.
Could be
what
Ike.
If that's Ike's clone?
Well, they talk about the headmaster in both
because
both volumes.
Logan mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. we said we'd get back to it. You know, it's heavily indicated that he killed his father.
Yeah, but Han didn't.
I thought he met his dad at the end of the second book.
He did.
Okay.
Allude to it that
he
killed him instead.
Which could be a clone.
I'm sorry, Logan, say that again.
I'm just calling him Good Wizard Person. Because I have no clue what his name is. He's in the second book, though. He also had ties to Jun, I'm pretty sure. And very possibly the psychic Indian
the
guy.
The person who goes around to meet all of them?
Is it a real old guy?
I think was it
he
David?
He meets Ike
or
in a
Peter?
Bar or something.
Was his name David or Peter?
Probably.
No, he meant Ike. He meant, it's in that book.
It's in that book.
No,
yes,
it's in,
it
that
is.
In this
in
book.
That book.
I have this book.
Good job.
Nobody can see you pointing at that book or this book, so no one knows.
But this is one, like I said, we've been saying it's 16 and up, maybe 15 if they can handle it.
Grasp the story.
Artwork is
Abraham.
Fine. I love the artwork. It was pretty much general comic book fare. I would say if you're interested, check it out through ILL. If you're a small library, a bigger one, I would say it'd be an interesting one to add to your collection.
Would ILL it, check it out, and then if you want it and think it's going to be good for your library, then buy it.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. I'd agree with that.
Well, that about wraps it up. We didn't get any email or any comments this time, but if you would, send us an email or suggestions at admin@comicpoplibrary or suggestions@comicpoplibrary.com. On both of those addresses, it's a .com. You can like us on Facebook and get our daily blogs. We put about 3 blogs or more up a day. We'd be interested in hearing from you, whether it's just saying hi or giving us suggestions for reviews. We'd be glad to look at those and give you our opinions of them. Well, gentlemen and lady, thank you again for a fun night.
Bye.
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 Matt,
have a good night. I had to be different.
I can see it all so clear. Please believe me, I really had something to say. But now it's bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any comic book publisher or distributor and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show host are their own and are not reflective of any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.